गोपी जन बल्लावा गिरिबर धारे जय पी जन बल्लावा यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा माधव जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय 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 प्रभुपाद 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 श्रील प्रभुपाद जय जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय ओंग ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददान्तीशोपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानित्वं त्वं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदीपं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादानुसहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानित्वंश्च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वसे नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we'll read from Srimad Bhagavatam third canto. चैप्टर 15 एंड टेक्स्ट 21। श्री रूपिणी कुणयती चरणारविंदम् लीलाम्बुजेन हरिसद्मनिमुक्तदोषात् संलक्ष्यते स्फटिककुड्या उपेत हेम्ने समार्जनी बजदनु ग्रहणान्ययत्ना श्रीरूपिणी कुणयति चरणारविन्द लीलाम्बुजेन हरिसद्मनिमुक्तदोषा संलक्ष्यते स्फटिककुड्या उपेत हेम्ने समार्जतीव जदनु ग्रहेण अन्ययत्न So translation, the ladies in the Vaikuntha planets are as beautiful as the goddess of fortune herself. Such transcendentally beautiful ladies, their hands playing with the lotuses and their leg bangles tinkling, are sometimes seen sweeping the marble walls, which are bedecked at interval with golden borders in order to receive the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. In the Brahma Sangita, it is said that the Supreme Lord Govinda is always pervert in His abode by many, many millions of goddess of fortune. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sebhyamanam. These million and trillions of goddesses of fortune who reside in the Vaikuntha planets are not exactly consorts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but are the wives of the devotees of the Lord, and also engage in the service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is stated here that in Vaikuntha planet, the houses are made of marble. Similarly, in Brahma Sangita, it is stated that the ground of the Vaikuntha planet is made of touchstone. Thus, there is no need to sweep the stone in Vaikuntha. For there is hardly any dust on it, but still, in order to satisfy the Lord, the ladies, they were engaged in dusting the marble walls. Why? The reason is that they are eager to achieve the grace of Lord by doing so. It is also stated here that in Vaikuntha planet, the goddesses of fortunes are faultless. Generally, the goddesses of fortune does not remain steadily in one place. Her name is Chanchala, which means one who is not steady. We find, therefore, that a man who is very rich may become the poorest of the poor. Another example is Ravan. Ravan took away Lakshmi, Sita, to his kingdom, and instead of being happy by the grace of Lakshmi, his family, his kingdom were vanquished. Thus, Lakshmi is the house of Ravan is Chanchala or unsteady. Men of Ravan classes wants Lakshmi only without her husband Narayan. Therefore, they became unsteady due to Lakshmi. Materialistic persons find fault on the part of Lakshmi, but in Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Lakshmi is fixed in the service of the Lord. In spite of her being the goddess of fortune, she cannot be happy without the grace of the Lord. Even the goddess of fortune needs the Lord's grace in order to be happy. Yet in this material world, even Brahma, the highest created being, seeks the favor of Lakshmi for happinesses. Sri Rupani Kunayanti Charanarabinda Lilambujena Harisadmani Mukta Dosa Sanglankhyate Spatika Kudya Upeta Hymnim Samarjati Bajadanu Grahina Anyayatna. As we are hearing the description of Kingdom of God, means Vaikuntha, Sukadeva Goswami describes especially in 5th canto description of especially Bharata Varsha and different nine verses, you can find descriptions is there. In 6th canto description of hell is there. In 8th canto description of heaven is there in Bali Maharaj's life history. This is 3rd canto, description of kingdom Vaikuntha is here. And description of Golok only you can find in Brahma Sangita, in other Puranas. So, how in Vaikuntha environment or in Vaikuntha Loka, everyone engages in service, seva sukha. Even up to Lakshmi, everyone always busy in Vishnu service. That tendency, like we are hearing from Mahaprabhu's instructions, Jivir Surupahai, Krishna Nitya Das, we are servant of, eternal we are servant of Krishna. But that mood is not prominent here. Yeah. Here, in the material world, once we come to this material world, this is tendency, we are very worried for this body. Yeah. How to take care of body, how to fix our problems. That is the nature of this world. Therefore, Prabhupada specifically using this term, bodily conception of life. Our concept, our consciousness is always with I-ness and my-ness. My body, my family, my country, my wife, my children. But in Vaikuntha, this is nice descriptions. How everyone, even up to Lakshmi, they are engaged engaged in Krishna service. In commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentioned what to speak about others. We may see even Lakshmi, yeah. Yeah. Jiva Goswami in Krama Sandarbha mention, Ateva tat bhaktya atyanta dinam manyani enam मन्यत्वेनम समार्जनी करती जहाँ काचित सैव लक्ष्यते न तु प्रेयसीवत। बिकॉज जीव गोस्वामी इज लाइक ए वेरी एनालाइजिंगली वेरी नाइसली ही सेड नॉट एज ए वाइफ लक्ष्मी देवी स्वीपिंग, एक्चुअली दिस इज नॉट स्वीपिंग, शी इज नॉट स्वीपिंग, लुक्स लाइक स्वीपिंग। एवरी वन इन वैकुंठ, मोस्ट ऑफ दिस गडेस गडेस लक्ष्मीज, दे आर कैरिंग वन लोटस इन देयर हैंड एंड दे यूज टू मूव, दे यूज टू मूव दिस लोटस। When they used to move this lotus, this shadow within this wall, it looks like they're sweeping. And Sukadeva Goswami mentioning this descriptions here. They're not carrying any, how can I say, brooms. But here the broom is lotus. And in that time, yeah, it looks, because this is marble walls. And within the marble walls, in between, gold flats are there. Clearly someone can see their shadows. This is the nature of Vaikuntha. And also no need to clean. Siddhar Swami mentioned in his commentary, Rajo Nastihi, Jadyapi Rajo Nastihi. Like Prabhupada also mentioned here. Here in purport, this is Siddhar Swami's commentary. Prabhupada mentioned here, there is no need to sweep in the stone of Vaikuntha, for there is hardly any dust on it. But still, in order to satisfy the Lord, the ladies are always engaged in dusting the marble walls. Yeah, there is no raja, no dust there. Yeah, but still. They are moving their hands. And in their hands, lotus is there. And when they are moving these lotuses on the wall, their shadow looks like they are sweeping. And Jiva Goswami said, in which mood? Samarjan, samarjana karti. Lakshmi is, at that time, their mood, how can you say in English, like, we are sweepers. You go to India, you can find, there is a specific class of people are there. We used to call it sweepers. In English, also in same term is there. They used to sweep. So when Lakshmi is serving, not sweeping, just moving this, lotus, her mood was, I am a sweeper. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentioned in this commentary, Sarve Hari Bhajanananda Vantam Iti King Bhaktabhyam. We have to see the previous verses, all previous verses. Birds, bees, and the Vaikuntha Vasis means the inherited Vaikunthas, everyone engaged in service, Bhajanavanta. In Vaikuntha means only service environment. Yeah. And what to speak about other? Sakhyat Lakmirapi Jatrasada Bhajanti Bartate. What to speak about others? Even Lakshmi herself is always engaged in service. So this is the service attitude. And like Srila Prabhupada said, why? The reason is that they are eager to achieve the grace of Lord by doing so. Yeah. Lakshmi and all the inheritance of Vaikuntha, they are already blessed by Vishnu. they are residing there. But still, with their humble service, humble attitude, when they are performing service, just to attract the mercy from the Lord. Even in Vaikuntha, they don't feel self-sufficient. We achieved everything. They don't feel we are, we got some perfection in our service, in our bhajan. Yeah. This word bhajan means service. Also bhajan means chanting, hearing. Service is there. The service attitude, that is good. Like, there are many variety of service attitudes. In the beginning, like when we come to Krishna consciousness, that time our service attitude is not very prominent. In every temple you can find one temple commander. In India, they used to force new devotees. You have to clean this one, you have to... Because we don't have service attitude. We want to serve our body, we want to serve other things. But when Krishna service came, we are reluctant to do it. Therefore, in every temple, before actually that was duty of temple commander to engage new devotees. Temple commander means just how these new devotees will fully engage in Krishna service. In beginning, why we are discussing these things, the service attitude is very important in our Krishna consciousness. To develop relationship with Krishna, first service attitude is required. Prabhupada, most of the time, Prabhupada used to mention, this is the duty of temple president to see that whether all the devotees are engaged in service or not. Yeah. If they are not engaged in service, they will lose their sukritis. Like yesterday we were discussing something. By service, we can earn sukritis. We can increase our sukritis. Krishna is giving everything. Krishna is supplying everything to us. If you don't serve Krishna, how Krishna will be pleased? Nowadays this is a challenge. Now we are creating many devotees. Especially I don't know here, especially in India, I know. All the temple presidents, they're struggling for deity worship, kitchen, department, yeah. Cleaning department, sweepers, all the temple presidents. You have to pay, you have to keep some persons. Yeah. Even in general kitchen department, for cleaning the big pots, you have to expense money. Before new devotees. When we join in ISKCON, we are cleaning, sweeping, clearing big pots, cleaning washrooms, restrooms. Now every temple sweeper is coming. Yeah. Because devotees don't want to do it. They're reluctant to do this thing. But they don't know, if we don't engage ourselves in service of Krishna, we cannot earn sukritis. First one. So that sincerity is not with us. Therefore, temple commanders, senior Vaishnavas, they always give inspiration, they always engage us. Even in Vaikuntha Lakshmi is sweeping. This is Sukadeva Goswami's vision. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, this is the indication of Vinaya Bhakti. With humble attitude, she is showing to us, you see, if someone wants to please Krishna, even I am Krishna's, Vishnu's consort, wife, still you see how I myself engage in his service. we are losing our service attitude. So many variety of, I'm going to say, you can say stages of service. In beginning, as a matter of duty, I'm a devotee, I'm staying in temple, I'm taking prasadam. Yeah. Sometimes we feel so bad, even devotees are coming to temple without any service taking prasadam. They're like, where is free prasadam? Prasadam is free, but you must do some service. Otherwise you will lose sukritis. You are not such a pure devotee that by taking prasadam, you can serve mercy to others. Yeah. You lose your sukritis. You are coming to temple without any service. Even first you should distribute prasadam. But just at prasad time they will come, they will sit down, they will take prasadam. But who will clean this place? Who will clean this utensils? They will never consider. That means they don't have service attitude. One who don't have service attitude, what is the challenges for him? He may perform bhajan, but without sambandha. The first stage is sambandha. Second stage is avideya. But without service, we can't keep sambandha. Service is required. Now this is a big challenge. Thousand devotees, especially in India, I saw. How many hours Prabhupada said someone have to serve if someone is staying in temple? Minimum 6 hours. You just go see how many devotees are serving 6 hours. You can't find. That indicates that we have lack of sincerities. We are not thinking this is Krishna's property, this is Krishna's place. We have to take benefit. We are joining in ISKCON, we want our benefit. We don't want to give something to Krishna, rather we want something from Krishna. By this way, we are losing our sukritis. Like Prabhupada said, every day you have to earn sukritis. Paying obeisances, kirtan, hearing, service. Yeah, 6 hours someone have to serve. Yes. So this attitude is in Vaikuntha. Very prominent. Everyone likes to serve. And this service, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if you serve Krishna, then what is the benefit? Purva itihasa bhulinu sakala seva sukha pei mane tumita amar amita tomar kikaj aparadhane. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, Krishna, he pray like that. I forgot all my miseries, past incidents. Yeah. Always so many problems we have. Always we are struggling with all these problems. Even chanting time, hearing time, I have this problem, I have this problem. I have health problem, I have this problem. We don't have power. Unnecessary thoughts. We don't have power to solve all these problems, but thought will come. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, only someone can counter such unnecessary thoughts by engaging himself in service. More service means, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, I will not allow anyone to sit even for a one moment. Even the sannyasis, after many months when they used to preach, after many months when they return to ashram, immediately Thakur said to them, just go. Go to this garden. Yeah. Engage them. Now different mood. Service attitude. There is one story. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to go to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj have two disciples. They know Bhaktivinoda is very close to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Once they complain, disciples complain against Guru. You see, even what to speak about nowadays, even the disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, they are complaining to Bhaktivinoda about their Guru. What is their complaint? That Gurudev never allowing us to chant Hare Krishna. He never allowing us to chant more rounds. Because when we are ready to chant, we catch up our beatbacks, immediately Gurudev is saying, just go there, give water in pumpkin tree, just give water in spinach, give water in the flowers. So this is their complaint. Gurudev is never allowing us to chant. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, your Gurudev, what he is doing, that is fact. He said, why? We don't have time to chant. Huh? Especially even in Prabhupada made such a society, we have time for chanting. We have specific seva. Okay, you have 4 hour, 5 hour seva. After you are free. Whole day you can chant, study. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he is Mahajan, he knows, Seventh Goswami. He said, your Gurudev is not allowing you to chant more rounds and engage you in different services. That is good. We said, how it is good? He said, you see, without service, even you sit down and you chant many rounds, that is nothing. That is only namakyaras, aparas. You don't have strength to chant holy name. Unless you serve, how can you earn sukritis? How can you develop faith? How can you develop relationship? This gives satisfaction to your mind. Oh, I am chanting 64 rounds. I am chanting 32 rounds. But what about your relationship with a Guru, Goranga, with Mahaprabhu? What is your feeling? Bhaktivinoda Thakur chastised them. He said, it is better to give water in pumpkin tree than sit quietly and chant more rounds. Better you give water. Because if one pumpkin will come and your Gurudev will offer to Krishna, then your life will be success. If some flower and fruits will come and your Gurudev will offer to Krishna, then you will get benefit. But if you chant like that, without service, you can't get anything. So service is very important. Even this verse indicates that how in Vaikuntha even Lakshmi engage herself. Dust is not there. And just moving this lotus around like that. And looks like in the marble wall, she's sweeping. And Acharyas, Prabhupada Ji Maharaj, Chakripad, everyone saying same thing. Just to bring the attention of Vishnu. You see, I am your servant. Please. I am your servant. You accept.
Yeah, that is success.
We are always saying, I am devotee of Krishna. What we are saying? Krishna's devotee, huh? Unless Krishna accept us as a servant, how can we become his devotee? This is my question. We are getting some satisfaction. We are preaching to others, I am Krishna's devotee. But how can we become devotee unless Krishna accept us as servant? Yeah. This is Chaitanya Bhagavat also. Siddhi bhavati vaneti sansaya achyuta sevinam. There is doubt, may be or may not be. There is some doubt. Someone may get perfection or may not be by serving Vishnu or Krishna or achyuta. But nisansayastu tadvaktah parichajyar tatmanah. But there is no doubt if someone is serving his devotee. Yeah. Therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, no need to chant more rounds. Better you just go, give water in pumpkin tree. That is good for you. Because you are a conditioned soul, with your mind, your senses, you are struggling. When you will chant only offense. Your chanting will be offense. Better serve Guru and Gurang. This service attitude we are losing this service attitude. In the beginning stage, our level is out of sincerity. If someone is very sincere, yeah, this is my service. This is my duty. Even in India, you know, all the political leaders, they use one term, duty is God. The duty is God. But we are doing duty for God. They are saying directly, duty is God. But we are doing duty directly towards God. Still we are thinking, this is a waste of time. Why I will serve so much? Such misconception in our heart. The service attitude. Now especially, you see how this such a big organization came out. It's got worldwide organization. All the Prabhupada's disciples at that time, they're very scholars. Prabhupada never allowed them. Just go and research and study, become a big preacher, serve. Because Prabhupada knows. By service, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Tumi to amar, ami to tomar, kika aja paradhane. With service, a relationship will become prominent. Sambandha gyan. Not by studying. You may study, but without service, sambandha gyan. I am Krishna's, I am Guru's, my duty is to please. My duty is to serve. That knowledge will not be prominent. It will not be prominent. Without service. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in last of the song, last stanza of that song, Bhakti Binodo Ananda Dubiya Tomar Sebar Tare Savachista Kari Tabai Chamata Thakya Apana Ghare. So nice mood. I am staying in your house. I don't know. Only I want your service. I want to drown in your service. Yeah, service of ocean. I want to drown. And by this service, I will cross over this metal ocean. This service attitude, it gives sambandha gyan. And also in abhideha, service attitude there. It doesn't mean we are now advanced devotee. I don't have to serve. We want servant. We are servant, but we want servant. No. You become more advanced, you develop more desire to serve. Yeah. This is in Sisi. we may find this is in Sisi. Many nice verses. Yeah. Everyone is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami want to show in that specific this is chapter Adilila 6. Sixth chapter from 60 yeah 60 61 62 how everyone is serving Krishna, everyone is servant of Krishna. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami showing all these verses, by showing all these verses to us, Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, Sudama, Subal, they are also serving. Nanda Maharaj is also serving. Radharani is also serving. Gopija is also serving. Rukmini also serving. And what to speak about other, even Baldev is serving. Because we are servant, Krishna is the only master, our attitude should be to serve him, to please him. We want to please Krishna by our service. And this is Guru's job. Sirvigrahara dhana nityanana sringara tan mandira marjanadu. Serving, 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 serving. Yeah. There is no rest in our life. Only service, service, service. That is our property. Sivadhanam. When we lose service spirit, we lose our relationship. This is the tricks. You know, many Prabhupada's disciples, you can see, many Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they're still now. Even looks like they're very weak, also body is not supporting, but still they're traveling, preaching. Because more you engage in service, more you realize about Guru and Gauranga, more your relation become very deep. Only in service you can remember your deep relationship with Guru. Yeah, this is my Guru service. This is my Guru service. Yeah. Problem will come, you know, in service when we used to perform some service. We have to serve with many devotees. Some disagreement will come. That is common. But anyhow, we have to continue our service. Once there is, at that time I was a new devotee. One devotee is taking care of garden. And he has some controversy with the temple commander. Now temple commander is not allowing this devotee to serve in the garden. At that time I was a new devotee. I was standing in front of Srila Gurudev, and this devotee came, who was serving in garden, he complained to Gurudev. You know why? Because before, at that time Gurudev was not guru, and this person was suffering in, how can I say, leprosy. He was suffering in leprosy. And one devotee informed him, you know, here is one Baba, you just go to his ashram, he will help you. Then this person came. Just few months before he left body, this Prabhuji left body. So when he first time came, Gurudev saw he was a leper in two hands. Gurudev said, it is your duty. Actually, in this condition, Krishna will help you. So better, every day you should come to temple and sweep here. Every day he used to come and start to sweep. Just 2 minutes walk, his house is very close. And when he start to sweep, at that time temple was not completed, small mud hut. But he find out, even before medicine was not working, now his hands start to become cure. Then he developed health. More than 25 years, I saw every day he used to come. Never he miss.
And when knowingly or some disagreement happened with some devotees, if he would not come, immediately leprosy again start. Yeah, suffering again it will start. Therefore he is very fear. He every day used to come. Then he took initiation. But after initiation, I know this incident, temple commander stopped his service. But within this time, he already developed a service attitude. Yeah. Yes, our Gurudev said, if you don't have service, means you don't have life. You don't have spiritual life because you don't have service towards Guru and Gauranga. What is spiritual life? You must have some service for Guru and Gauranga. No service, no life. No spiritual life. So when this person, this devotee complained to Srila Gurudev, you see, temple commander is not allowing me. You engage me in garden service. Before we are sweeping, you engage me there. Then that time, I know what Gurudev said. You see, this is Krishna Balaram's property. This is Krishna's property. Everything is Krishna service. You may sweep here, clean here, you may do some gardening, you may cook. If temple commander, temple president is not allowing you for a particular service, but why you give up service? So from today, this is my order, you should come and sweep here. And he start to sweep. And after a few days, the conflict between temple commander and this devotee finish, then again he engages. So that means our duty, this is not duty we can say, this is our life. Service is our life. Without service, if you are not engaged in Guru Gauranga service, we cannot chant. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, without serving in Guru's ashram, without serving in Acharya's ashram, your so-called chanting, lakhs rounds, is nothing else, only namakhyar, or at best, namakhyar or namaparad. Sorry, namabhas. Don't think this is suddhana, because you are not serving pure devotees. You are not serving in pure devotees' mission. So service brings sincerity, first one. Second, by service, we develop relationship, sambandha gyan. Third one, last is service become our life. That called loving service. Without service, we feel, oh, I'm dying. Like Brajavasis, when Krishna left Vrindavan, all the Brajavasis, Gopis, Radharanis, why they are suffering? Why they are suffering? Why they are in pang of separation? Huh? They want to serve Krishna. They want to please Krishna. Service opportunity is not there. Not just they want association. Yeah, we used to discuss these things. If you go to Golok Vrindavan, what you will do? Govinda, you are preaching here, Krishna house. In Krishna house, you are preaching here. If you go to Golok Vrindavan, you will preach to whom? You will preach. No, everyone will preach to you. Serve here. Yeah, don't think we are preacher here. I used to say, those are big preachers. Whenever they will enter to Golok or Vaikuntha, Golok, then immediately doorkeeper will say, okay, you spoke so many things practically, you never served. Now you come, start to sweep here. Yeah, in Golok, no preaching. Only service. And our preaching should based on service also. Guru Gauranga's service. We are not only speaking and sharing some knowledges to satisfy their mind, intelligent. No. if through our preachings their service attitude is not increasing, their relationship with Guru Gauranga is not increasing, rather they are releasing something to just balance their mind. That is not effect preaching. Now you see Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was here, just speaking few things to disciples, immediately disciples became fired up. Just going to distribute books, opening centers. And this is Acharya's blessing. When Acharya is pleased, Guru Gauranga is pleased, then there is ample of service opportunities. And we can receive mercy through this service. And if you actually, if you perform service for Guru Gauranga's pleasure, there is possibility to chant pure name. Otherwise, not possible, because we don't have Sukritis, and who will our mercy? When we are serving, they become pleased. When they please, then we can perform, we can chant. So we should not neglect. Yeah, we should not neglect. And this is also bhakti tattva. This is the philosophy of bhakti. We have to follow three principles: through body, through mind, through what? Dhruva Maharaj said to, Narada Muni said to Dhruva Maharaj, you can see in Dhruva Maharaj's life history, when Dhruva Maharaj, 5-year-old boy, he is going to forest, Madhuvan, but Narada Muni is still instructing him. You have to serve through body. Evam kayena manasa vachasa so manogatam paricharyamana bhagavantam. You can see this verse. Dhruva, although you are 5-year-old boy, but you are going to meet Narayan, but through body you have to serve. You can find these verses. You have to bring Jamuna water, you have to bring flower, and what Prabhupada mentioned there. Even Amrish Maharaj. Yeah. One who became a Premi Bhakta, a Uttamadhikari, service is their life. Service became their lives. Without service, they feel we are dying. And because we don't have relationship with, now, even we don't have relationship with Guru Gauranga, service is a like big burden for us. We are feeling it is a big burden because we don't have relationship. But without service, how can we keep relationship? And this relationship becomes stronger by service. And it turns to avideya. Then prayojan, prem. The service is real joy. Service is real, you can say, pleasure. Bhakati binodat tumara sevai ananda dubiyatare. He said, I am with gladly, with happiness, I am merging in your service, drowning in your service. I am trying my best to please you, to serve you. I am staying in your house. Yeah. So we have by Srila Prabhupada's blessing. ISKCON means, you know, you go anywhere, there is ample of opportunity to serve Guru, Vaishnav, Krishna. And this is our life. We can keep some relationship with someone. Without service, we cannot keep relationship with Guru Gauranga. That relationship will day by day become slackened. Okay, now this is time. If someone have some questions.
Yeah. Lord Chaitanya prayed, taught us to pray Stita Duli Sadrisham Vichintaya, and there's no dust in Vrindavan, Vaikuntha, then where will all the devotees take their shelter? Stita Duli Sadrisham Vichintaya.
Okay.
Place me as a piece of a dust particle at your lotus feet.
Yeah.
But there's no dust in Vaikuntha.
Yeah, this Jadyapi Rajo Nasti Siddhar Swami said, even dust is there, but within this palace, we cannot find these dusts. Dust may be in garden, maybe somewhere. But here, they're mentioning, Acharyas are mentioning, in this big palace, where Krishna is residing. We can see even in America, here dust is there, but they maintain so nicely. We saw in some places, you cannot find dust in their rooms. Like in India, you go anywhere, dust, dust, dust. Here, even a small country, not America, small country, big country, but they are maintaining so nicely. Everything neat and clean. Yeah.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sthita Dhuli, that Dhuli is not a dust of this world, that Dhuli is pre-deposited with eternity and cognition, Sambit and Sandini.
Yeah.
And more, when Krishna without shoes walk on the dust, then it gets ecstasy of Ladini. So all three potency is full with that dust.
Yeah, but this
who doesn't want to become that dust?
Yeah, Brajbhumi. This was special in Brajbhumi. In Brajbhumi, only Krishna is walking. Therefore, Krishna walk in barefoot. Although Gopeshwar Madhav give them, how can I say kotho, how can I say this wooden shoes? Krishna rejected. He liked to touch this Brajbhumi. And also by this way, he set up this example. How the future devotees will give respect. Because I am putting my bare feet here. Niravarana padarajam. Yeah.
Very nice class, Maharaj. I really appreciate about
it. No,
I remember in early days, in 80s, Bhavananda Maharaj and Jayapataka Maharaj, these two were sent by Prabhupada for Mayapur. And he used to give us some hidden tattva siddhanta. One day he said, even though there is no difference between the services, whether somebody is cleaning the toilet or worshipping the deity in the altar, there is no difference in spiritual level. But there is a gradation, he said. Prabhupada was giving class and Prabhupada noticed he was not there. So then after the class, he came upstairs on Lotus Building and he said, I didn't see you in the class. He said, I was cleaning the baranda. Prabhupada said, you can pay someone to do this service, but you cannot pay somebody to hear for you. You should be there when your guru gives classes.
Yeah.
So there is a gradation within the seva.
Yeah, gradation is there, but one thing, in our service should be continued, but Shravana Kirtan we should not neglect. I said, okay, I am very busy in service, I don't have time to chant 16 round. And someone says, okay, I'm busy, I cannot hear the class. If you don't continue Shravana and Kirtan, then service attitude, we feel one pride comes. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta, Seva Dambha. No one is serving like me. Then it never turns towards loving service. Seva Dambha. We develop a pride. And arrogant nature comes because we are not hearing. Oh. Hearing helps other bhaktis. Sravanam, kirtanam, archanam, bandanam, dasyam. Yeah, without hearing, very difficult. Because why were, like nowadays, why the devotees, they have no interest for hearing, service? Because they are not hearing the glory of service. Only hearing how to control mind, how to control senses. They're only hearing these things. Before, all the classes based on service. You have to serve Krishna, you have to distribute, you have to follow Guru's instruction. Now only our preaching is based on how to please them. Not about service.
But that's also service.
Yes, service.
Like but if Guru tells you read, that is bhakti.
Yeah.
So under guidance, anything.
If Guru instruct, that is good. If Guru is instructing you. But after all, we have to develop service attitude towards Guru. In Gurukul before, they are studying under direction of Guru, but they are serving Guru. It does not mean Guru order us just to study and Guru is suffering there, deity is suffering there. Okay, my Gurudev order me, I have to study. I don't know who is offering bhoga, but he is Gurudev's deity. Service means we must have a spirit of service. No, this is Guru's property, this is Krishna's property, I have to do it. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. You spoke of losing Sukriti. I understand that, you know, when we do any service, and we've done any service, it goes into our spiritual bank account. So how is some of that lost? Oh, if
yeah. Some Sukritis, how we lose Sukritis, first one, Vaishnava offense. Vaishnava offense, offenses towards Vaishnavas. And second, when we enjoy Krishna's property, Krishna's money. Like, suppose I may give you one example. I am staying in temple. I am taking prasadam, but I am not serving. Losing Sukritis, like these brahmacharis, those are staying in ashram. One room, how much cost for 1 month? If you pay house rent, how much cost?
They pay more than
cost. No. I usually give calculation to brahmacharis. How we are losing Sukritis? $400. Prasadam? $200. $600. Dress? Maintenance? One devotee nearly $1,000. Our Gurudev said, if Krishna is expensing $1,000 for you, you have to give $2,000. Then you will earn some Sukritis. Otherwise, you are enjoying Krishna's property. Krishna is feeding us. Krishna is maintaining us. This is Krishna's arrangement, Guru's arrangement. We used to calculate like that. In Brahmachari class, I used to give this. This is electric bill. This is your medicine bill. This is house rent. But how many hours you are serving? 2 hours, 3 hours. Then what Sukriti you can earn? You are losing Sukritis. You are losing Sukritis. Yeah. Yeah, even I saw one Prabhupada disciples. He will never take prasadam if you serve. No one can serve prasadam to him. He will first serve to some devotee, then he will take some prasadam. Why someone will serve me? I am not qualified. Why someone will distribute prasad to me? Because they are forcing. We want to serve. We are proper disciples. But my duty is to serve someone. He will serve second time to some devotees, even they are taking prasadam, then he will sit. Yeah, there's such a nice mood. Yeah.
Prabhupada says, when someone comes to temple, it is Krishna's arrangement, you must give them some prasadam. We do in Alachua.
Yeah, yeah.
So in that case, we should not just ask them money or something.
No.
So because we are following Prabhupada's instruction, anybody comes to Alachua, we give them prasadam.
Yeah.
That is benefited.
Yeah. New devotee.
Whether they pay or not, we should not look.
No. This is prasad distribution is there, but don't become a prasad bhakta. I used to say, we don't want to create prasad bhaktas. Only for prasadam they will come. They are prasad bhaktas. Only for prasadam they will come. They don't have any affection. They don't have any dedication for the temple. Years and years, they will outwardly looks like they will get some benefit. But if cunningly they are doing these things, only prasadam time they will come. Even they will not come. Like in India, this is a big burden for all temple president in Sunday class. Only prasadam time they will come.
Maybe it's our duty to convince them.
Yeah, still.
Yes.
At least you hear Krishna Katha, participate in Kirtan. Otherwise you lose Sukritis. Someone is coming, new devotee is different. We are already cultivating Krishna consciousness for many years. We should not lose our service spirit. Then we lose our relationship with Krishna, Guru and Krishna. Why everyone is blaming Radharani? Because she was very inclined for her service towards Krishna. Many blames, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said. When you want to serve Guru and Krishna, many from many directions, many problems will come. Everyone will chastise you. Everyone will blame you. But you have to follow the footprints of Radharani. I will not give up my service. I will clean here. You know, like loyal dogs. You beat them. They may run out from your room, but they will sleep outside. Outside of your boundaries. My masters. The service attitude is good. Yeah, that is life. Okay, now this is time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samved Vaishnava Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Pramanande. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.